time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like all the zoos astray? Dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Hello, everybody. Good Friday here on BPN Radio. So delighted to have you listening in. I just want to say today's a good day. It's a beautiful day. It's a blessed day. God made this day for us. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're the head, not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're going over, not going under. God did not bring us this far to let us down. God did not bring us this far to let us drown. We're going to the other side. We're going to be strong finishers. We know how to blow the charge. We don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat's not an option. If God be for us, who can be against us? Nobody. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The plan is a good plan. I declare that the plan of God is in motion. Welcome to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time, anytime, 24 hours a day, we're praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, praying the will of God be done in you and your family, your church, your city, your nation. And we are praying today for business people as well. In fact, I have a spiritual son who's a businessman in Kansas City, and we're going to be praying. He's come out with a businessman's prayer, or a businesswoman's prayer, whatever it may be. We're going to be praying that prayer in just a few moments. Today, on the broadcast, we have Dustin Smith, who's a youth pastor in South Florida. We're going to be talking about revival. He actually believes that great revival is coming to America and that young people are rising out of obscurity to do great exploits for God. Also on today's broadcast, we'll have the young lady that is, she's playing the background music here right now for BPN Radio. And her name is Courtney Vandiver Piera. And she has been nominated for a Grammy Award. The Grammys are a week from Sunday, and that will be February the 8th. And Courtney has been nominated. And Courtney Vandiver Piera and Clarence Grant provide much of the background music, along with Todd Mooring here on BPN Radio. So it's going to be a great broadcast. We're going to pray together because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So, Father, we pray today right now in Jesus' name. We pray in the name of the Lord that your will, plan, and purpose be done here on BPN Radio on this Friday. And we just submit ourselves to you, Lord, knowing the plan is a good plan. There may be evil reports. There may be adversities all around us. We know that ISIS is on the move. We know that Israel is in a conflict. We know that Iran is coming against Israel, and there's the bears rising out of the north. We know everywhere there are signs of wars, rumors of war. But we trust you, and we believe out of the midst of all of this, great revival is coming to America, of the nations of the world. So, Father, we pray right here on BPN Radio. We pray right now in Jesus' name that your will, plan, and purpose be done in our lives. And every person that is listening to this broadcast today, in Jesus' name. Well, I've got youth pastor from South Florida, Dustin Smith, on the line. We're gonna talk to him for a moment. We're gonna play one of Leland's songs. Then we're gonna be back to pray for some business people. So don't go away. Here's Dustin. We're getting Dustin Smith on the line right now. It's good to have you here on BPN Radio. One of my spiritual grandsons, Dustin Smith. And he is a youth pastor in South Florida and a member of Young Preachers International. I've had him on here before. And he is telling me that revival is breaking out across America, particularly in the entertainment world, among youth between ages 14 to 28. Tell me, Dustin, is this correct? Are you telling me the truth today?
I'm telling you the truth.
What is happening? Tell me what is happening out there, because I know that God has given you an entrance to the entertainment world. I know you've been telling me some things that God is doing, and we need some encouragement today in America, because there's so many adverse reports everywhere about what's happening. And so give me some good reports of what you believe is coming to America.
Well, there are things happening throughout the ages of 14 to 28 all across America, LA, New York City, Miami, South Florida. There are a lot of things going on. I was with a friend yesterday who was, he's been on TV a few times, and we were talking, and he wanted to catch up, so we were having lunch, and I find out he loves Leland, he loves his music, he's in love with the Lord, he's on fire for God. He's reaching out to other celebrities, other people in the entertainment world and the music industry, and he's reaching out to them. And even more recently, which was on news so everybody would know, Shia LaBeouf recently came out and said through the movie American Sniper, just through that, that it opened his eyes up to God, and that he now believes in the Lord, he believes in Jesus, he's saved. And I've talked to other people who have concerns that he's now going to church, he's getting plugged in, he's getting involved, and things like that could really shake a nation. And when people like that catch on fire for God, and you get people on fire for the Lord, then I really believe it only takes a while after that for revival to really break out across America and throughout the world in general. And I see it happening with people who I think we didn't expect it to happen with, and through ways we didn't expect it to happen through. And through ages, we didn't expect it to happen through either. And but I believe that through these people and through these young people, that revival is really going to take off. And I see it coming, and I know it's going to happen.
Well, I know that God has given you an entrance to the athletic world, entertainment world, and I've been prophesying that through the athletic world, entertainment world, God was going to raise up some 11th hour workers, according to Matthew chapter 20, those that are not born the heat of the day nor the burden of the day. And so I know that you have some connections with the Miami Heat NBA team and the Miami University basketball team and some other entertainers. So I know that God is giving you some entrances there. And I just believe, Dustin, that out of obscurity, out of nowhere, people, as you said for this guy that played on the American Sniper, I just believe that people are rising out of obscurity to proclaim the name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus.
That's right. Yeah, most definitely. I believe that with all my heart. And I think it only takes a few to stand up and make a stand. And when a few make a stand, I believe it makes a big difference. And with people like that, you know, and they're getting plugged in, obviously it might not be an overnight change, but, you know, God is going to use them in a great way. And I believe he's going to keep doing that through celebrities and not only through celebrities and entertainment, but I just believe through that, it's going to help raise up other young people to really open up their eyes and to really see who God is and who Jesus really is and what he really did for them. And I think this is going to be just the beginning of something that's going to change people who might not be in entertainment, might not be in sports, but people who look up to these people. And it's really going to open up their eyes, and I believe it's going to make a big difference.
Well, I believe it. What do you see? I know you're working with kids that are in high school, junior high, high school. What is happening there? What do you see happening among these teenagers?
Through these teenagers, it's the same. You see a fire. You see really kids who want to be unfamous to make Jesus famous. And no matter what that means, whether it means they have to be unfamous through not going to a party to make Jesus famous, whether it's to be unfamous through not smoking something, it's to make Jesus famous. If they get to go and do something great, if they play sports on their high school team, they're going to give Jesus all the fame because they want to be unfamous to make Jesus famous. And I think when you get students who are all about making Jesus famous and not being so caught up in themselves, that they just want to spread the gospel and spread the word and really let Jesus know who he is, then I think that's when you really see the revival happening. And I see that happening among the high school and junior high students here in South Florida, and I'm sure it's the same in other areas as well.
Well, I'm very excited about what I have seen, what I've heard about young people coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation. And that's why that last year Leland and I started Young Preachers International, having the preaching competition. And I'm so glad that you're a part of that. And in just a moment, I'm going to play a Leland song because your friend that you've been visiting with, he loves Leland, the entertainer.
He loves Leland.
Me. So I'm going to play a Leland song here, but I want you to pray. I want you to pray for revival among the youth of our nation, Dustin. And however the Holy Spirit wants you to pray, you go for it.
All right. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing among the young people, Lord God, in this country. We thank you for what you're doing among the young people in this world, Father. We thank you for the revival that is coming and is on its way, Father. We see it coming. We are ready, Lord God. We have been sowing the seed, and now we are about to reap the harvest. We thank you for what you're about to do, Father. We pray that these young people, Father, will come out of obscurity, Lord, to make you famous, Lord God, and to share your word, to share what you did for us. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for your blood that was shed, Father, that we can live forever. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you for the revival that is coming. We just pray, and we are open, Lord God, to keep being on fire for you, to keep sharing the word, Father, to keep sharing the gospel. And we just thank you for what you're about to do in this nation.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. That's right.
I set myself in agreement with you, Dustin, and we want to invite young people from all across America, different parts of the world, to come to Austin, Texas, July the 19th through 21. The Leland Band will be here, and young people will be preaching, sharing testimonies. It's just going to be awesome. Austin, Texas, July 19th through 21. Dustin,
I'll be there.
Okay. Dustin, I sure love you, and I know that you're an incredible voice for Jesus, being a youth pastor in South Florida, and God has given you so many divine appointments, divine connections. Good to have you on BPN Radio again. You have a great day.
Thank you, buddy, Pastor Dale. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Stay.
sweet. Well, that's Leland. Well, there you have Leland, minister here on BPN Radio. And a little bit of a technical difficulty there for a moment, but we're moving right along here on BPN Radio. And I trust that if you are a young person or you are young at heart, then you can join Leland and I in Austin, Texas on July 19th through 21 at the YPI Music, Preaching, and Prayer Gathering, Young Preachers International. And we'll be telling you more about that, but it's in Austin, Texas. And you can go to the website, youngpreachers.net, and find out more about that. And you can hear some young people preaching, sharing testimonies. It's incredible. So it's good to have you listening here on BPN Radio here on this Friday. And Courtney Vandiver Piera is playing some background music for us, her and Clarence Grant. And Courtney's going to be on. We're going to have her on the telephone also here on this Friday. But we want to pray a prayer. Want to pray a prayer for the business people. And we're so thankful for business people that is helping support ministries in this nation and nations of the world that are giving 10% of their income, the first 10% to their church. And then, of course, sowing seed in their church and other areas of ministry. So thank you so much for sowing into our lives. If you want to contribute to BPN Radio, you just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And you go down to the bottom of the page, and there's a donate button. And you can pay by credit card, by PayPal, debit card, and there's information to send a check. If you want to contribute to BPN Radio, helping us pray around the clock, around the globe, for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Right now we pray for business people. We know there are some economic challenges in America, but we know that God desires to bless us regardless of what the economy is. And so we just pray right now in Jesus' name for the businessmen, businesswomen, those who are operating in the marketplace. Would you help me pray right now in Jesus' name? I have a spiritual son who is a businessman, a longtime businessman in Kansas City, Missouri. And he wrote a business man's prayer, and I just want to read that to you as a tribute to all business people, knowing that God is calling men and women across this nation, other nations of the world, to do kingdom business, causing them to prosper, believing there's a transfer of great wealth from their hands, from the hands of the ungodly to their hands. And so here's what Jim wrote. Lord Jesus, I come to you today with a heart full of thanksgiving. I give you my first few breaths of this day to praise and bless your holy name. I worship you, welcome you in my life and in our business. I say business, our business, because, Lord, this business is yours and you've entrusted it to me. So I pray today that you help me run our business today, however you see fit. Lord, we want to be in your will and follow your plan and your purpose for our business, because we know that your plan is a good plan. Lord, help me be a blessing today and a positive influence to my customers, clients, and employees. Help me, Lord, to be a blessing. Help me to deal with all people, including my customers, clients, subordinates, peers, in a professional way that is pleasing to you. Help me treat people with love and mutual respect today. Help me make good decisions today. Open the right doors for me to walk through today. I pray that you'll close the wrong doors that you don't want me to walk through today. Give me wisdom to see which are the right doors and which are the wrong doors for me to walk through. Lord, open my eyes to see the right decisions that I need to make today. Open my ears to hear your voice today. Open my heart to do the right things that are good for my business, people, customers, clients, and your kingdom today. Help me make the changes when and where needed today. Help me and all my people receive and welcome any new changes that are necessary today. I pray, Lord, that you will be with my suppliers and business partners today. Lord, we thank you for a new day and for new business opportunities. Today's a good day, an awesome day, a restoration day, a God day. Lord, I thank you for your blessings and provision in our business. I thank you for new clients, new customers, new sales, new employees, new business, new cash flow, new God ideas, new wealth, new prosperity, new restoration, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new businesses paid off, old businesses paid off, new dreams, new visions, new beginnings, new leadership, new opportunities, new increases, new God ideas, new favor, new faith, new strength, new energy, new relationships, new resources, new season, a due season. Today's a great day, beautiful day, peaceful day, a blessed day, a happy day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Our business is going over and not going under. God, you didn't bring us this far to let us down. You didn't bring us this far to let us drown. I thank you that what God started in our business, you will finish. I thank you that you want to be good to me today. I thank you that you have surprises in store for my future today. I thank you that our business is blessed today. Blessed when I rise up, blessed when I lie down. Blessed going in, blessed coming out. Blessed in the city, blessed in the country, blessed wherever I go. I thank you that our investments are blessed today and that you are bringing me out of debt today. The seed that I've sown is blessed today. I thank you that I can buy what God says I can buy. I can sell what God says I can sell today. I can have what God says I can have today. I can pay off what God says I can pay off today. I can start what God says I can start today. I can finish what God says I can finish today. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can give what God says I can give today. I can meet who God says I can meet today. I can serve those who God says I can serve today. I can operate what God says I can operate. I can drive where God says I can drive. I can fly where God says I can fly. Today is a glorious day, prosperous day, fantastic day. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The blood of Jesus is protecting my family, my home, my finances, my people, my customers, my business, my investments, my health. God is setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord today, a fearless day, a delivering day. God has delivered me today. Deliver me from fear, worry, and fretting. Deliver me from all anxiety. Deliver me from stress. I'm not going to sweat it. Deliver me from inordinate relationships. God is directing my steps and bringing the right people along my path today. God is increasing my faith today. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family, my marriage, my children, my businesses, my future, my finances, my bank, my health, my emotions, my sleep, my church, my neighborhood, my city, my nation. All is well. Thank you for this business that you blessed me with today, Lord. Help me to manage my time well, control distractions, and be productive today. It's a great day, favored day, blessed day, beautiful day, safe day, healthy day, wonderful day, victorious day, God day. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. That is a businessman's prayer from Jim Wagee, one of my spiritual sons and businessman in Kansas City, Missouri. And you might want to record that and just say it every day. Well, I'm so blessed. And in just a moment, I'm going to have our great friend, Courtney Vandiver Pierre, who's been nominated for a Grammy. But right before we bring her on today, I want to play a song by Andre Crouch. And Andre, we're just honoring him this week. He's gone to be with the Lord, but he has written and recorded so many great songs, been nominated. We were talking about Grammys, been nominated for so many Grammy Awards. And he's going to sing a song that is fantastic. And I know that you are going to enjoy this song, one of my all-time favorites, Andre Crouch. And then we'll be back with Courtney after this song. Here's Andre to sing my tribute.
For the things you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
It's Andre Crouch, and he's not only been nominated for a number of Grammy Awards, he's won 8 Grammy Awards, singing my tribute here on VPN Radio. Okay, I have on the phone today here on VPN Radio, I have a special friend of Gene and I's, and her name is Courtney Vandiver Pereira, and you probably have heard Courtney many times because she does a great portion of the backup music, the background music, the worship music for our daily broadcast. And I'm delighted to have you on today, Courtney. And before you come on, I just would like to introduce you because I know you've had tremendous accomplishments in life. And you are a trained classical musician playing the cello, an expert player, and you've been acclaimed by the Boston Globe as an expert player, the New Jersey Star Ledger for your wonderful technique and creamy sound. You are a Houstonian, a native, and you're a founding member of the self-conducted Chamber Orchestra, A Far Cry. And I know that you are being nominated for a Grammy Award this year. And I'm so excited about that. And you are dedicated, of course, to helping other young people learn music. You have been involved here in Austin High. And you recently was featured on the Houston Public Media and Classical 91.7 as a cello player in residence of the Texas New Music Ensemble. And I do know that you played on Billy Graham's My Hope campaign that was televised before millions across the United States and Canada. And your music can be heard regularly on iTunes and iHeartRadio. And I know that people wake up with your music, go to sleep with your music. And, of course, I've had the privilege of you working with me in ministry for the last couple of years. And you have a tremendous prophetic anointing. And so it's good to have you on BPN Radio today. Welcome, Courtney.
Thank you so much, Dale. I'm delighted to be on BPN with you.
Well, you are you and your husband, Sabata, are a tremendous blessing to our lives, tremendous friends. And you just are a young lady that, even though you're an incredibly accomplished musician, you have such an incredible anointing. And I know that the background music that I play, that people are able to get that CD, and we'll tell them about that. But you offer the background music for our prayer, and I love just to put your music on and pray with you. And I know that people are praying with you all around the world. And give us a little bit about what's happening in your life right now. I know that you're being nominated for a Grammy Award, and I know that you're up against some incredible musicians. And come February, we're going to be anxiously awaiting the results of your nomination. How did that come about?
Honestly, it goes to God. All glory goes to God. We had done this album back in the fall of 2013, and I really felt like this was a special project, especially in the classical world. Dreams and Prayers is the name of the album, and it came through different inspirations, but kind of combining music from Catholicism, music from Judaism, music from Sufism, and then actually the last piece was written by Ludwig von Beethoven, called the Heilige Dankesang, and it was a piece written for strings only as a prayer of thanksgiving to God because he had decided not to take his life. And what's amazing is in this music, you can really feel the Holy Spirit moving through it. So during the collaboration of Dreams and Prayers, I realized that this was a significant project and I really wanted to be involved in it because I realized it was a divine project.
Wow, that is amazing. You've had an amazing journey, and what age were you when you started playing the cello?
I was 5 years old. I've been a Houston native, studied in Boston, and lived there for 11 years and moved back. But growing up, my parents took me to a Houston Symphony concert, and they were playing a piece called Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns. And when I heard the cello playing the swan, apparently, I pointed to it and told my mom that I wanted that one. And literally, a sound shifted the entire course of my destiny, and I realized I wanted to play that beautiful instrument.
But then you had a challenge when you were just a girl concerning your music career. What happened?
When I was 12, I had a cough and a lot of numbness and tingling in my feet and legs. At the time, they didn't know what was going on. But it turned out that I had Guillain-Barré syndrome, which actually led to a paralysis. And I was fighting for my life. The doctors had given me 3 days to live. It was right before my 13th birthday. And being in a family of faith, you learn very quickly that it doesn't matter how negative of a report the doctors had, that you rely on God's report.
Yeah.
So even though the doctors told me I would never walk again, never play again, I'd already been soloing with symphonies at that age. I realized that my life was held in God's hands and not man's hands. And so from that, I repeated eighth grade with my twin sister, which was kind of amazing. She decided to stay back a year with me. And in the course of doing eighth grade a second time in a row, she would go to my physical therapy as I literally learned how to take step by step, brush my hair again, write with a pen, both physical and occupational therapy, and then learn how to play the cello again, which was incredibly frustrating for me at the time because I had accomplished so much technically, and it was such a specific feeling of knowing how to do these things mentally, and yet your body wouldn't respond. So in a lot of ways, it taught me patience. But as a teacher, it then taught me how to break things down. It was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
So I was able to break it down physically for students.
Well, that is amazing. And you still work with a lot of students today, I know.
I do. I work with a lot of students, and I love, as a teacher, being someone that's able to inspire them and to push them. I like, as a teacher, that I can challenge them without telling them. But specifically in this season, I've been working with a lot of autistic children, and I take my music into the hospital beds for kids dealing with cancer. And I just love coming in there and completely just releasing the love of Jesus and light and hope and every good thing that we carry with him.
Wow. Well, that is amazing, and I know that you definitely have a servant's heart, and you love to serve people with your music, and it's amazing how that you operate in so many different worlds and different realms. I mean, being a part of the classical world, and yet you come into a church service. And the way that you flow in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and your prophetic anointing, you certainly have been blessed with so many talents and abilities, and that you always give glory to God. I was wanting to have you to share just a little bit about how you appeared on the Billy Graham special. I know that the last Billy Graham special that was televised, I know that several million people were watching, and you got to be a part of that. And how did that come about?
Well, again, it was all God. God knew what he was doing, so he's a lot better at orchestrating things than we ever could.
Yeah.
But before the Billy Graham special, I had done a CD project with Clarence Grant from Covenant Church of Pittsburgh, and that's the CD that a lot of people hear on BPN. Basically, I was doing ministry up in Pittsburgh, and there happened to be an individual sitting in the service that night. Her name was Lacey Sturm, who is one of the testimonies featured on Billy Graham's My Hope campaign. And as I was playing, she realized that she was going to do a song called The Mercy Tree, and she wanted to have me playing on there. So I literally got contacted while I was stuck in Nashville Airport, delayed for 8 hours, and she just told me that this was the song, this is what the project was, and she asked me to write the cello parts for it. So I did, and then I got flown out to North Carolina where we shot the music video, and the rest is history pretty much.
Wow.
But I realized that it was a moment in my time, you know, to use my gift of music to soften hearts and to be a real evangelist as people would hear the sound. There's something about hearing music as opposed to words that can bypass a lot of resistance.
Right.
So I realized that I just gave it to God, and I said, just please put salvation in my sound and let it go forth.
Well, I love that about you, Courtney, and I know that times I've had you just to bring your cello and just come up on the platform and start playing, and it's amazing how without any rehearsing at all that you can just play, and you are blessed. In fact, on this on this music, that the background music for the radio here, BPN Radio, the music that you and Clarence play was not rehearsed music, was it? It was just you just started playing and were being led by the Spirit. Am I correct in that?
You are absolutely correct. It was an amazing moment in time. I think that's the beautiful thing about when you really trust God. He actually knows what he's doing.
Yes.
So at the time, especially being a classical musician and having done a number of albums already, you know, there's a formality and you rehearse together and you brainstorm, and nothing like that ever happened. I had met Clarence briefly at a conference for about 10 minutes. And then about 6 months later, I was sitting in Covenant Church of Pittsburgh recording a live album in front of the church. And people were stunned watching this because Clarence and I had only met one time. There was no rehearsal.
Wow.
Everything came out was Holy Spirit. And
wow.
I think that's the beauty of it, but that's also the testimony of that God can and does a lot of times divinely orchestrate things, and we don't have to overthink it or get in the way. We just have to say yes.
And I agree. And this entire album was just the two of y'all sitting down and just flowing in the Holy Spirit. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Amazing.
In front of a live audience.
Amazing, amazing. And I know I love this CD, and I'm so thankful that you're part of you and Sabat are part of Gene and I's lives, and I'm so thankful that we get to listen to you almost every day here on BPN Radio. And of course there's two or three of those cuts that are extra special, but the whole album, the whole CD is just amazing. How can people contact you, Courtney? How can they get your music?
Well, it's available on a couple different sites. iTunes sells Journey to Light, as well as Amazon and CD Baby. And then on my actual CD cover, I've listed an email where people write in with their miracles and testimonies, which has been amazing. So you can write to myjourneytolight@gmail.com with your testimonies.
Okay, so the website is myjourneytolight.com?
No, it's sold. The website where you can buy Journey to Light is sold on iTunes,
okay,
Amazon, and CD Baby.
Oh, okay. And they can contact you again by what address?
If you would like to write in with your testimonies and miracles, please write in to myjourneytolight@gmail.com.
Oh, fantastic. And the name again of the CD is Journey to Light. And that's with
right.
Courtney and Clarence Grant. And it is amazing. And I would encourage everyone to get your own CD. I know that you have testimonies of people that listen to your music, testimonies from around the world. It's just amazing. You want to share one or two of those?
Sure. One of the most remarkable ones came from a woman who had been dealing with chronic pain in her spine for 16 years, and she had tried man-made interventions and different kinds of medicines, and it never worked. But she wrote in to say that every time she puts on the album, that the stress and the pain fall away each time. And this is after someone dealing with that chronic pain for 16 years. It's just remarkable. I get a lot also from people writing in about children that have been abused or traumatized, and that children will fall asleep and the trauma will break off of them as the music plays. When I was recently up in Austin at Cathedral of Praise, a little boy there told me that he calls it his goodnight music. He listens to it. He listens to it every night before bed. So it just, you know, this music is anointed. It's God's love song to his people. And it's for anybody that could use more peace in their life.
Oh, I agree. And so, yeah, I concur. So everybody needs to have your Journey to Light CD, Journey to Light, Courtney Vandiver, Brera, and also Clarence Grant. So you need to purchase that. I love your music. I love your music. We love you. You're such a warm, cordial, approachable, lovely young lady. And when Gene and I, of course, think about you and we smile, you and Sabata, I want you to, I want to thank you for being on almost every day of this broadcast, but we need to put a voice to a sound. So we're putting the sound of your voice to the sound of your music. And as soon as we close the interview here, we're just going to have worship music by you and let people pray. But first of all, why don't you say a prayer that maybe just come out of your heart? Maybe you want to say a prayer for people that want to be involved in music. And so many people love music, and yet they say, well, I just don't know if I could do that or not. And you might want to pray for anybody that's having a challenge. For the next couple of minutes, however you want to pray, Courtney, you just go for it.
Sure, I'd love to. So, God, I just thank you right now for every heart that's listening, every heart that needs to hear this, God. And, Lord, I just thank you that you would begin to train other people's hands and minds and hearts and mouths, God, to release your songs and your words, your declarations. God, I just give away the anointing that you've given to me. I give it away freely, and I ask that it would be multiplied to each person here that has a desire to worship you in spirit and truth. And we just take off every limitation that says it's too late, I can't do this, it's too hard. We just remove it right now in Jesus' name, and we just declare, God, that people will rise up. Lord, and we just speak a word of acceleration, God, that the skill would come to them. And anyone else that is needing peace in their lives, God, I just pray that they would take time, that you would just woo them to just come and sit before you, God, as you just pour your love on them and in their hearts, God. I just thank you for that right now. Anybody that's needing that, I thank you, Lord, that your sound, your love moves through this music, God. And it comforts your people. I thank you, God, that you love them so much and that they're never alone, that they're with you all the time. And I bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, and I declare that they can do it and that there are no limits in Jesus' name.
Courtney, thank you so very, very much for being on BPN Radio and your music that is heard each day. And we just speak a blessing over you and your husband, Sabata. All that you put your hand to do, and we'll be pulling for you in February during the Grammy Awards. God bless you for being on today.
God bless you too, Dale. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, it's great to have Courtney on with us today, and we ask God to bless her for her Grammy nomination. The Grammy Awards coming up February the 8th. That's a week from Sunday. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, and just delighted that you are a part of BPN. And please tell your friends and your neighbors and everybody around you about BPN Radio. And so we want to play a little bit of Courtney's music. This one's called Via Della Rosa. And while she plays that, we just want to remind you that there's a lot of different prayer ministries that's going on across America. And a couple of days ago, I told you about the Praying Army. I gave you the wrong telephone number. So let me correct that right now, if I can do that. The new number for the Praying Army, which prays, by the way, every morning at 542 every morning. They are praying. And here is the number if you would like to pray along with the Praying Army. And what happens is you just dial this number and you are a part of the Praying Army over your telephone. So take this number down, 712-775-7035. 712-775-7035. That's the Praying Army. And so we bless the Praying Army, and we bless all of the other prayer ministries going on around the globe. as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. We thank you, Lord, for the approximate 1,000 churches that are now praying with us, approximately 700 cities that are praying with us in America and other places in the world. And we are so very thankful and so very grateful for these individuals and these prayer centers, prayer groups, and churches. Well, we're going to listen to some of Courtney Vandiver-Pierre's music today, prayer music. As we go, as we sign off, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast today. We are so grateful and we are so thankful. And we just pray for you, whatever your need is, whatever is going on in your life, whatever you desire God to do, we pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done. We pray for jobs and better jobs. We speak blessings over, of course, all you businessmen and women. We've been praying for the business people. And we are believing that God is at work in this nation and nations of the world as we experience end-time revival. I really appreciate you praying with me. I think I've said that before, but I'm so thankful, grateful. If you want to know more about BPN Radio, you can go to our website, bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And if you want to know more about Young Preachers, you can go, Young Preachers International, you can go to youngpreachers.net. And that is youngpreachers.net. Thanks for being with us today. Sure love you. I'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time here on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.